Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what to do when your customers are canceling.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Right. So we've talked about the subject of churn before. It's actually episode 106, how to deal with churn in SaaS. So this was specifically churn for subscription businesses. But this is such an important topic and it comes up so often and it is so related to growth. Like your company is not going to be growing if you're not retaining your customers, that we thought we should talk about this a little bit more and specifically maybe on an individual level and in the early days. So you just, started going out there acquiring customers. You might be doing it manually, right? You do a lot of customer interviews. You are like less than 100 customers and you're still in the phase where you're really hustling to get every single customer to purchase your product, independently from if it's a subscription product or not. You know, in the very beginning, canceling customers are not your number one concern, right? You're just trying to get some customers to say that they want to buy. That's your first milestone. But once you have, 20, 30, 40, 50 customers, eventually some of these customers are going to come back and are not going to be happy. Either they want to cancel or they want their money back or something. They want to reduce their engagement or whatever it is. And that is a critical moment in your startup's journey. How you react to that and how you respond to that can really set and change the direction and with that, the destiny of the business in very significant terms. So let's talk about that. Let me ask you, Heaton. So let's say I have a startup and 20, 30, 40 customers. And then I get to that first negative milestone where my first customer wants to churn or just canceled. What is the right game plan of action? How should I respond to that? What should the business do with that first canceled customer?
That's awesome. So let's talk about mindset real quick. I think it's mindset. Your mindset has to be, how can I learn as much as possible from this negative experience that someone's having and that I'm about to have because they're about to, we're about to lose them. So one of the most common ones is if you have a lot of businesses that are smaller that you're working with, they just can't afford you anymore. They're running out of business or something that you can't control or that's not really much feedback for you. Sometimes the feedback is, oh, we can't afford you. And that could also mean that you haven't basically provided enough value. And that's an issue. So the most common reason is, we don't want to pay enough, but you have to dig deeper. And that's why I said your mindset has to be about learning. And then I said this example, because this is the most common one I hear. Oh, people say they can't afford my product. They must suck. It's like, no. Hold on. You suck. You probably didn't provide enough value, as long as it's not the case of them going out of business or literally having budget problems, right? As long as it's not that case, it's because you suck. You didn't provide enough value where they could see that it's worth paying your company more money than your company is worth paying money compared to what else they could do without you and how much money they would be making without you or how much money they would be saving without you. So I think it's really about mindset when someone wants to cancel and how do you turn it into a massive amount of learning? How do you dig in? Don't let someone just cancel without learning why they're canceling. Don't let someone just downgrade or spend less money with you without understanding exactly why they're doing it. And depending on how they're canceling, whether it's on the phone with you, in a support email, or even in an interface, just build it around learning. So, if they're on the phone, it's super easy. It's like, hey, before I actually let you cancel, can you please tell me why? And then just digging in. You could do the 5 why strategy, or you could really just keep digging in until you feel satisfied with the exact reason why they're canceling. Oftentimes it's like, they say they don't have enough budget, but then it really leads to, or your product costs too much, but then it really leads to, these other issues that aren't really related to the price, but more of their understanding of your product or some feature they didn't use. Another one that's related to this is pretty big, which is they say that your product, they can't afford it, but then they actually are getting a ton of value from it, but you just haven't demonstrated how much value they're getting from it. So the other way to think about this is like, and I've seen people, if their product is valuable and people are getting value from it, convert people right on the call if you get them to be on the phone. But one of the key things to figure out, and this is one of my key questions, regardless of the way that you're getting the cancellation, is what could we have done to keep your business? And that gives you massive amount of learnings, because you're framing it in a positive way to them, not a negative way. And people are more likely to give you the negative when you frame it as a positive question like that.
I love it. That's super powerful. The thing I love is that, and the thing that needs, I think, highlighting is that the goal with your the first customer, the first few customers that are canceling, is not necessarily to stop them from canceling, right? That is a nice to have, but it's not the must have. The must have is the learning, right?
I'll go further, Steli. It's never the case. You don't want to try to get them back. You want to know why they left. So the next 100 that try to cancel, you get 90% of them to never even get to that point.
Yep. And the thing is that most of the time, not to say that you can't have a program that canceling or churning customers around, that can work and businesses are doing that. But, you know, it is the worst moment to try to turn somebody around is when they're already canceled, right? When they already moved on. Because a lot of times that decision has happened, you know, days, weeks, or months before. They might have already transitioned to another product. So it's a very, it's at least the latest moment that you can win your customer back. You've already lost them, you know, a long period before they cancel typically. But if you don't understand why, and if you don't have the insights of what could have prevented that, and if you don't truly understand what's happening there, you will always be reactively chasing customers that are already left. And that's going to be a losing battle versus preventing people from leaving, right? Which can be a winning battle if you do it right. So I love that philosophy. And I think that a lot of people, especially with the first few customers that cancel, and this then bleeds into your entire customer churn or retention strategy in the beginning, because founders are so attached to their customers and their product and their business, the first person that tries to cancel, all you care about is to turn them around, is to stop them from it. Is you're thinking, oh shit, I just told this investor this morning about this customer and now they're canceling. Oh my God, this is going to be the end of the world. So all you're concerned with is turning that customer around. Oh, we're going to give you more. What? It was too expensive. We're going to give it to you for free. What? You didn't get enough support? I'll give you support 24/7, phone and in person. Like, you just do anything and everything. Push, push, push.